Summer Holiday by Penny Smith. Read by Beth Cordingley. Chapter 1. When Miranda Frayne was little, she'd wanted to be a vet, an astronaut, or someone who got lots of free stickers and felt-tip pens. At around 12 years old, she decided that being a vet was not a good job, since it seemed that all they did was put down hamsters, massage Minty, her Jack Russell, up her bottom, and get scratched by cats. Astronauts did not spend their days bouncing round the moon and far-flung planets, but instead did tedious experiments with seeds and rubbishy-looking rocks. She no longer wanted free stickers and felt-tip pens, but instead yearned to be famous and get married to Luke Skywalker or Han Solo. With that in mind, she put her name forward for every school play and, by dint of hard work and the non-stop badgering of the drama teacher, managed, the year before she left, to achieve the giddy heights of Maria in The Sound of Music. The boy who wrote the review in the school magazine described her as radiant, moving, a star in the making. Miranda had discovered early that if you wanted something badly enough, you had to be prepared to kiss really unattractive people, sometimes more than once. If she had not virtually sucked his head off at the back of the cinema, he would have written a very different critique. He would have said that as a nun she was unconvincing, and as a singer she'd made his ears bleed. He would have said that she should take up any other career but acting. But once caught, the performing bug is difficult to shake off, and there are any number of people willing to take your money for everything from headshots to acting lessons. Luckily for the viewing public, fledgling starlet Miranda Frayne fell in love and decided that what she really, really...